You see my slide?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to start Revelation chapter 9 today. And we are continuing the angels that I've been blowing the trumpets. So just to recapitulate, take about 5 minutes for chapter 8 to see what happened there, and then we will go on to chapter 9. Now, chapter 9, we'll be doing 12 verses, which is the first woe, woe meaning great sorrow and great distress. And so in chapter 8, we see that when the seventh seal was opened, there was silence in heaven. Silence in heaven. And then that was followed by what John saw, which is the seven angels and trumpets were given to them. And when they started sounding the trumpets, which we see in chapter 8, verse 7, we see the first angel sounded, and there followed hail, fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And we see a third part of the earth was affected. And we see the third part of the trees were burning up, and all the green grass was burning, as you can see here. And so that is what happened with the first trumpet when it was blown. We also see that this chapter talks about actually one third of the things that are affected, except the green grass, in which case all the green grass is affected. When the second angel sounded, it was as though a great mountain that was burning fell into the sea. And we see a third part of the sea became blood, which is right here at the lower portion. One third of the sea creatures died, and one third of the ships that was in the sea were destroyed. Again, we see another one third of the parts that was described has been affected. Now we come to the third, verse number 9, and the third part of the creatures, or rather 10, and when the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven. This is the picture of an angel sounding, and we see a great star from heaven falling down, and the name of the star was Wormwood. And we see this star coming down. It was called Wormwood. And when that happened, we see that one third of the rivers became bloody, and one third of the fountains of waters were affected. And when you look at that, these are the drinking waters. And so when people drank this, many died because it was bitter and it was poisonous. And now we come to the last, the fourth trumpet, the last trumpet in this chapter, where when that was blown, we see that one third of the sun did not shine, and one third of the moon did not shine, neither did one third of the stars. And so we see that there was a cosmic effect, again, affecting one third of these God's creation. And then the last verse talks about an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe. Meaning, woe means great distress, great sorrow is coming. And that's what we will be starting today. And the first woe, as we would see, starts in chapter 9, which we will be doing today, verses 1 to 12. And that's what we will do. And that's when the fifth angel sounds. So let's go to verse number 1 of chapter 9. So as I read, it says, and the first angel sounded. And I saw a star fell from heaven onto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. So it says the fifth angel sounded. We had just reviewed the four angels that sounded. We had seen the effect upon the earth, and now the fifth angel has sounded. And when the fifth angel sounded, what happened was John saw a star falling from heaven. This is a picture of the star falling from heaven, and it says, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. So when it says to him, it means that this star was a person. It was not the star that we normally see at nights up in the sky, but this was a person. And the most likely person this is Satan. I've got a verse here by the side. It says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. This is taken from Luke chapter 10, verse 18. And who is saying this? This is Jesus himself saying this, that he had seen Satan fall like lightning. And this is possibly a reference to that. And so we think this is Satan. And look at this. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. So Satan was given a key. As we know that in all these instances, like in the case of the seven trumpets, it was given to them. There was someone up in the throne of God handing these to them. And God, our sovereign God, is still in control. He hands them these things, and then he permits them to do the things he is permitting. This is the permissive will of God. And we see that a key was given to him. And we look at this, an angel falling from heaven. And this is the angel, if you look on the right upper leg part, a key hanging with a chain in both his hands. That's the picture of what I have. So when you look at this, it says that he was given the key to the bottomless pit. I have a picture of the bottomless pit, and this is also known as the abyss, A-B-Y-S-S. In some of our translations, it is written as the abyss, and in my Bible, the King James Version, it says the bottomless pit, which is the same thing. Now, what is this bottomless pit, or what is this abyss? We have heard of the term Hades. Hades is the term that we see in the Bible. Now, we see that the word abyss, or abyss, and the bottomless pit, both of them means the same as Hades. Abyss here, the third one here, and the bottomless pit, it says that these is the same meaning as Hades. Now, the other word we also see in the Bible is the deep. This also means the same as Hades. Now, there are two other words which means Hades in the Bible. In the Old Testament, in the Hebrew, it is called Sheol or Sheol, S-H-E-O-L, same as Hades in Hebrew. And then another word is Tartarus, which is the same as Hades in Greek. So as we don't be confused as we read the scriptures, all of these words mean the same thing, Hades. So when we look at this bottomless pit, or this Sheol, or Tartarus, or the deep, what is it? And what is this Hades? Let's spend a few minutes to just look at that. And I've got a diagram here which depicts Hades. When you look at Hades, from our understanding, studying the Word of God, we see Hades has got two compartments. We see a compartment on top compartment for the saved, which is otherwise also known as Abraham's bosom. And the other word that is used for that is paradise. So this is the compartment of Hades, which is called the paradise of Hades, which is for the saved that have died. And this is the Hades prior to the resurrection of Christ. Anyone that died before the resurrection of Christ, so we see that when they die, the body is buried, is taken to the grave, and the soul, if it's a believer, if it's a child of God, they would go to the upper compartment or to Abraham's bosom or to paradise. Now, what's the lower compartment? The lower compartment is called the compartment for the unsaved, or it is called the place of torment in Hades. So this is the lower compartment. This is the compartment for the unsaved. Now, this compartment is for a person that does not belong to God. When he dies, of course, his body is taken to the grave, and his soul comes to the lower compartment. And this compartment is called the place of torment, part of Hades. So we know that Hades has got two compartments. The upper is the compartment for the saved. The lower is the compartment for the unsaved. So this is the Hades prior to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. After the death of Jesus, we know that Jesus went to Hades, and there he went and he led captivity captive, which means that he took from here these souls that was here in the compartment for the saved, and he took them to heaven, and they are now in the paradise in heaven. So those that die after the resurrection of Christ, what we have is when they die, of course, if it's a believer, they will be buried in the grave, and then their soul will go to the paradise in heaven, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5, I think it's verse 8, that absent from the body means present with the Lord. And then we also see that for a person that is not saved, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, their body is taken to the grave, and their soul goes to the lower compartment here for the unsaved, what is called the place of torment of Hades. So if there is any questions on this, I will be glad to answer them at the end of our study. And so we will proceed from what we have seen as verse 1 of chapter 9. It says, and to him, which is Satan, was given the key to the bottomless pit. So let's go to the next verse, and that is the second verse. And he opened the bottomless pit. Who is it that opened the bottomless pit? It was Satan. And there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. It is a very interesting part of what we are seeing. I've got another picture of the bottomless pit, which is again the same as Hades. We had just looked at that. And then it says, when he opened the bottomless pit, what did he see? Smoke came out of the pit. And the smoke was so great that it clouded the rays of the sun and the air, and it was darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Imagine getting up early in the morning and you go out and it's all full of smoke, black smoke, and there is no sunlight. And the reason is because it is being covered by this thick smoke. And in this case, in tribulation, we see it is because Satan has opened the bottomless pit. And that is the reason that we see here. Now, when we look at this, it's kind of frightening, seeing something like this. And of course, we know that we will not be here. Those that are the children of God will be in heaven. Those that are raptured up, the children of God that will be taken up by our Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be in heaven. However, we know that at this time, what we are facing is a pandemic. It's a virus. And there are dark clouds with so many things that is going on, with people losing their jobs, people not having sufficient money, people that are suffering because they're infected with the virus. And so there are hardships going on now. But still, I have to mention that we haven't seen the worst of it yet. In the next 2 to 4 years, we will find that this world is going to go through much more difficulties and problems and hardships. And there may be wailing by people because of the things that are going to happen on this earth. And so there's going to be more dark clouds. But this dark cloud is in Revelation that is talking about when the bottomless pit opens. Now, very interesting as we look at it, when we look at verse number 3, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. So let's look at that. Excuse me. And it says, and they came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. So first we see that the black smoke comes up, it covers up the sun, the rays of the sun becomes very dark and probably a frightening picture from the smoke. And then out of the smoke, locust comes upon the earth. In fact, today I was just reading that in the northern part of India, there's been swarms of locusts coming in from Somalia, which is the African nation of Somalia. It's invading a lot of the locusts in different areas, like in China. We have seen in East Africa, South Africa, now in India. And so there has been these problems with locusts. And what does locust do? Locust destroys the vegetations of the area. That's what they do. They eat the green vegetations and causes famine in those various lands that is affected. Locusts, that's what they do. They don't really harm people. Locusts are a problem when they come in large quantities because they become a nuisance for the people, but mostly it is famine. But here we see something else, very interesting. And the latter half of verse 3, it says, and unto them, that is the locust, was given power as the scorpion of the earth have power. So it's saying that power was given to these locusts as scorpions. What do scorpions do? Scorpions usually sting you. When you come to, and if you are come in contact with a scorpion, they sting you. And the sting is in the tail. Let me show you this picture of large amounts of locusts that is destroying the vegetations there. I have another picture. This is a green colored locust. It is eating up the green vegetations. And have another picture just to show the awesome creation of God. We see a brown locust here. We see a yellow locust here. And then to the right of that, we see multicolored locusts here. All of these are wondrous and awesome creation of God, and they are here for a certain purpose. But here we find that power was given to the locust as a scorpion. This is not a very good picture of the scorpion. We see this is the tail part, the hind part. This is what gives a sting. But I've got a better picture of that scorpion. Look at this, a beautiful little scorpion, brilliantly yellowish in color with the tail part, with the reddish hue. And look at the sting at the tail. That is the stinger. And when that stings somebody, what happens is it causes some redness to the area, and it also causes some induration, which means the underlying skin and the soft tissues, they get hardened. And in some cases, some people also get symptoms of numbness and tingling of the body. And also, they have, some people will have swelling over the tongue and some shortness of breath. However, the scorpion stings usually does not cause death. Usually, it causes all this discomfort and problems. And if it is severe enough, it's recommended for them that are bitten or stung to go to the hospital and be taken care of. I have something very fascinating about these scorpions, and I want to spend a minute with it. This is another picture. If you look, this is the top of the scorpion, top part. And look at this. This is the baby scorpion being given birth or coming out from the scorpion. And would you believe that a scorpion can have up to 100 babies? Up to 100. These scorpions are just about 2 to 3 inches long, or a mighty big one, maybe as much as 5 inches, but they can bring about 100 babies. And how do the babies go around? And I've got one here. It's a black scorpion. And these are the babies that are on top of the scorpion. It's carried by the scorpion till the time that these babies can be independent. So let us continue. We see that the locust is now given the power to unlike what it is to the locust. Look at verse 4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Let me take the latter part first. It is saying that they were commanded only to hurt those men which have not had the seal of God in their foreheads. So we studied this already. And who are these men that have received the seal? If you remember, it is the 144,000 Jews, the tribe of Israel. They are the ones that have been sealed by the angel. And so this locust is not to hurt them. They can hurt anyone else, but this is an exception. And how do they know? Of course, it's God's protection. What's the other thing that we see? The first part of this verse, it was commanded to them, they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree. Now, look at this. I had mentioned earlier that the locusts, usually, what do they do? What do they eat? They eat green grass and the green vegetations and the leaves on the tree. And that's what they primarily do. But in this case, they were commanded not to do that, but to sting and hurt men. men that was not sealed by God. And specifically, it says that, and we know who these men are. So we know it is the 144,000 of those that were sealed by God through his angel. And look at verse number 5. And it says, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. Very interesting. This is a locust. The locust was given the power that is given to the scorpion. And so this locust is acting like a scorpion. And what it is given a command not to kill them, but to strike them when and to torment them. And specifically, it says for 5 months. I do not know what the significance of that 5 months is, but definitely it is stated 5 months. So we see these locusts go out and they hurt men that is not sealed by God or in their foreheads, and they are tormented. They suffer. They suffer with pain, and they have a hard time these 5 months. Something more interesting as we see in verse number 6. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Look at this. This is terrible. The sting of these locusts, or the injury caused by these locusts to these men, to these people that are affected, what happens to them? It is so tormenting, so severe, so much affected that they want to die. They want to give their life up, and they desire to die. They seek death whatever way they can, but death shall flee from them. 5 months they will suffer, because we see this is the first war. And what do we understand by the word war? Great sorrow, great distress, and that's what we see. I have another picture of a man here, and this one looks like either a black widow or a brown recluse. This is a spider, but just want to give an impression with the redness and maybe some induration under the skin over here and the symptoms that they have. So we have come up to verse number 6. And let's look at verse number 7. Now, we are given a description of these locusts, and it's very wild. It is very strange as you look at this. You see, when you look at verse number 7, it says, and the shape of locusts were like unto horses. They looked like horses. Can you imagine that? The picture that they had was unto an image of a horse. If you can see the one, this picture on the right hand side, the big one, what you are seeing, a picture of the horse, okay? Picture of a horse. And horses prepared unto battle. And if you look on top of his head, there is the crown of gold. Heads were crowned like gold, and their faces was like a face of a man. And you can see that here, face of a man. And he had long hair like a woman, long hair. And his teeth was like a teeth of a lion. And it's a very bizarre description. And so here, John is describing this to us, that this was how the locust appeared. And then when we look at this, we find that he had a breastplate, that is in verse number 9, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their rings was the sound like chariots. Okay, so it was like horses galloping around. So when you look at this picture, what does it give us? What would you imagine this is? You know, this the book of Revelation was written in the first century, sometime around AD 90 or around there. And this is the picture that he is giving us. Now, this could be anything. You know, have you seen anything like this before? It could be anything. And so this is a description that he is writing for us. And can you think of a war-type ammunition or something like that that we may have? I don't think I can picture anything like this, but it is very strange. Look at another picture here. This is the locust, of course, the tail with the sting at the back, the face of a man, we find a crown, not very clear, and the hair like women, breastplate of iron, and the wings galloping like the horses galloping, and we see that. And so, what could this be? I do not know, but some has given the impression that this may be something that we may have this day and time. But I don't see much of the similarity here. But then I found another picture here. This is a picture of a scorpion compared to a twin propeller helicopter. This is the helicopter on top, two propellers on top, and of course a man flying that inside with the face of a man, and look at this scorpion here. This is just of interest. I'm not saying that's what it is, and we know today in the world of war ammunitions, we know that there are all kinds of lasers that are being used today. They could fly around and use lasers to incapacitate your enemy, can cause blindness to people, where we know that some of the pilots, commercial pilots, were affected by the rays of these things. But we do not know what it is. But this is the best description that Apostle John can give us about this locust. And so we see verse number 10, it describes that it has tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men for 5 months. So we know that this particular locust is going around hurting men during the time of the tribulation. The only people they cannot hurt is those that have been sealed. And these that are sealed are protected by God. And so there's nothing they can do to them. And the hurt for them is up to a period of 5 months. Got a picture of a locust that ascend from the abyss. And this is another wild picture, and look very devilish, and that's what we see there. Now, when we look at others, another picture here, let's look at verse number 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Now, when you look at this, they say that these locusts, they have a king. And who is the king? The king is the angel from the bottomless pit. It's one of them. We do not know who it is. And they say that in the Hebrew, it's called Abaddon. And the meaning of that is destruction. And in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon, and that means destroyer. So here we find that they are out to destroy men and women and those people there. Now, I've got another picture, and this is a helicopter, as you can see, and someone very carefully has listed some of the things here. Teeth of a lion, face of a man, that's the pilot sitting in, wings, crown of gold, I guess that's an emblem there, tail of a scorpion, and I know there are in some planes gunners at the back of the plane, and breastplates of iron. So it is some army stuff. We do not know what it is, and Apostle John could not imagine the things that we have today for warfare, but it sure looks looks very frightening. And this is a picture of Apollyon, which is in the Greek. It is the meaning is a destroyer, and that's what we find. And then when you read verse number 11, it says they had a king. Now, if you look at the locusts, it is given to us that the locusts don't have either a king or a queen. They don't. And it is mentioned someplace in the book of Psalm. They don't have a king or queen. But here, this locust has a king, and that's the angel of the bottomless pit. Very interesting. And then as you look at the last verse here, it says, one woe is past. One woe means this great sorrow, great distress is past. And behold, there come two woes more hereafter. So there are two more woes that are coming, and the first woe is past, and two more are coming, and it is frightening. And I just want to thank you all for being present as we looked at a few chapters in the book of Revelation, and God willing, sometime later, I will continue with the second woe, and I hope that you have learned something from this Bible study. Let us close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for the understanding that you've given to us, O Lord. Lord, there are many things that as we read the book of Revelation, Lord, we may not understand who it is being talked about or what it is. Like this person here, the locust, what is it? What is the ammunition or whatever that is causing harm and problems to humanity during the time of tribulation? But we thank you that you are revealing a lot of information to us. We thank you for this time. We pray for each of our families here. We pray for them, be with them, take care of them, and watch over them. And pray, Father, that you would continue to protect us. We know you will, O Lord. We ask all of these things. In Jesus Christ's precious name, amen.